Hi, welcome to Talk Chinese. I'm Xiaolan. Today we are going to talk about skill in Chinese. We have Will Knight. Will is the senior editor at MIT Technology Review. Hi, Will, 你好。
你好, thanks for having me.
Thank you. You are calling in from MIT.
That's right, yes.
The place full of a lot of new skills developed all the time throughout history.
Yeah, that's right. Yes.
Okay, so skills is a quite important subject now. It's very topical, especially lots of people are talking about how we continue need to, as a people, as a human, we need to continue improving our knowledge and skills because such fast change in technology world and also how technology is being applied, been used on the day-to-day life, workplace, and also in the learning, especially like education. So we need to continue improving our skills and acquire new skills.
That's right. Yeah, I think that's going to be a very important topic, right? In the coming years, there's a lot of talk about how we can train people so that they're going to be, a workforce ready for the new technologies that are coming along. And I think things like Chinese are a great example of these new ways that people can learn things in cool and interesting fashion, right?
Yeah, thanks. Okay, so the good news is skills as the vocabulary in English will continue being there, mm-hmm. although the content of the skills will be changing over time.
Mm-hmm.
The same as in Chinese, the way to say skill in Chinese is 技能.
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 技 is the first word, is the fourth tone, so we go down. 技.
技.
Yeah.
技.
技. And you pronounce it perfectly. And the trick there is to have your teeth up and lower, biting together, and then have your teeth showing, your white teeth, so everybody can see it. And then because the sound is a fourth tone, we make it down as if we were a little bit excited. 技.
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 Yep. 技. The meaning, that means ability and the tricks.
Okay.
So you can say, okay, some skills is the ability you can perform something. And then 能, the second word, 能.
能.
能. Here we have to put the tip of the tongue on the upper teeth.
能.
能. 能. And then a nasal sound. And it's a second tone. So we go up. 能.
能.
能 as a word, it looks a little bit complicated, but the ancient form of this word was actually a bear.
Wow.
Ancient Chinese people drew a bear.
why is a bear associated with skill?
Yeah, imagine a bear compared with a human. The size of a bear is much bigger.
Uh-huh.
And so as also in the ancient time when the type of weapon was very basic, maybe the stones and maybe the tree branches and there's some simple spears, then the bear could be quite frightening for people.
Right.
So in ancient time, Chinese people, when they drew a bear, they sort of imagined that bears was the symbols of something capable. So bear was a symbol for ability.
Wow, that's really fascinating. That's a great way to remember it.
Yeah, so 技能 together, that means skill. And it's the technique and the trick and the ability. You have to combine them, not only just someone who is very competent. You need to have certain ability to achieve something and maybe the knowledge and maybe the trick and maybe a little tip.
Got it. Okay.
技能.
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 Yep. And then when we want to say technique, we say 技术.
技术,
技术,
技术.
Yeah, the second word 术 is a fourth tone, so we go down as well. 技术,
技术.
Yeah, 术, that also means a form of art.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, so the skill 技术, 技 is the technique.
Mm-hmm.
You turn your technique into a form of the arts, then that's 技术.
技术.
Yeah, and you earlier mentioned that the ability to be able to communicate, and in this case, we are talking about the language. So the language skills, here we can say 语言技能。
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 Yeah, 技能, as we know, is a skill, and then 语 and 言 together, that means mm-hmm. language.
Okay. Well, I'm working on the language skill.
You are working on that and you are doing very well.
Thank you.
Right. So in the era of machine learning and artificial intelligence, what sort of skills should we really focus on? I know it's very different for everybody.
That's a great point, and it's a good question. I think we're still figuring out what we want to teach our kids today that's going to equip them for the workforce of the future. But I think the ability to keep learning new things is always going to be a very valuable, and it's seeming increasingly valuable. So, you know, the ability to pick up a new language or a new programming language or any sort of new skill, I think is a valuable thing for people to learn early on, right?
Right.
But then also, yeah, figuring out ways for us to collaborate with increasingly smart machines is going to be a really interesting challenge. So when you have machines that can learn to do things in different ways from us. So, you know, the game Go is a really fascinating example. So there's this Google computer program called AlphaGo, which was so brilliant at playing the game. It was better than any person. But they also found that it was teaching the players new things about the game. And so by working with the machine, they could figure out ways to be even better than the machine by combining their own intuition and, you know, the machine's ability to crunch through lots of calculations.
Right.
So that's a kind of fascinating example.
Okay, so we combine artificial intelligence with the human intelligence.
Yeah, human intuition and instinct and and emotional intelligence and social intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's really important.
Right, we all have to acquire. 新 means new.
新,
yeah, 新技能.
新技能.
Yeah, 新技能, that means new skills.
Okay.
And did you notice that when in English, when I say skill or skilled, it means different things. One skill, a lot of skills. But in Chinese, I didn't put any S or I didn't change what I say. So 技能,
yeah,
could be one, could be singular, could be plural. Doesn't matter.
Right, right.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Thank you so much, Will. Today, we talk about skill, 技能. I hope you enjoy this episode and get ready for your new skills like learning Chinese. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you've learned. 再见, Will.
再见, 谢谢.